The quickly upcoming midterm elections are seen by many as a referendum on President Trump. That means Trump is the dominant factor in many political races across the country, including here in Massachusetts. This morning, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks looks at how the president is casting a long shadow across this state's major political races.
Let's start with the Massachusetts Senate race, where President Trump is a central focus. Elizabeth Warren and her Republican challenger, State Representative Jeff Deal, debated twice this past weekend. And both times, Warren's central line of attack against Deal, the man who co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, is that he's too closely aligned with the president.
My opponent, Mr. Deal, has said that if he's elected, he will have Donald Trump's back 100% of the time.
For his part, Deal attacks Warren for being overly focused on opposing Trump at the expense of Massachusetts.
Senator Warren continues to talk about Donald Trump and Vice President Pence because this is what she's all about, making sure that everybody knows she wants to go to the White House. She doesn't care about your house. She cares about the White House.
Warren says she'll consider running for president after the November election. And she's already done a lot to lay the groundwork, which Deal is trying to use against her. In the primary, he was able to mobilize the state's pro-Trump Republicans and beat out two more moderate candidates. But now he faces the general election.
How's that going to work?
It's not. That's the rub for Jeff Deal. It got him out of the primary.
But Aaron O'Brien, a political scientist at UMass Boston, says it won't be enough to beat Warren. The most recent polls have Deal trailing her by more than 20 points in a state that voted 2-1 against Trump.
Jeff Deal running as Trump just isn't resonating. The people who like it in Massachusetts love it. There's just not enough of them for Jeff Deal to carry the day.
That may be so, but it doesn't stop President Trump from forcing his way into the race.
Pocahontas, they always want me to apologize for saying it.
This is Trump's favorite line of attack against Warren, one of his harshest critics. It prompted her to take a DNA test to support her claim that she does have Native American ancestry. The senator says she did it in the name of transparency, but she also hoped it would defuse the president's attacks. But it didn't. It just prompted Trump to dismiss the test and continue to mock her.
Because it'll show everybody what a phony she is.
She's just playing his game, and she can't play it. She plays it badly.
Eileen McNamara, an author and former columnist for the Boston Globe, says when Warren took that DNA test, she walked right into Donald Trump's trap.
Don't get distracted. He is a master of distraction, and she fell for it.
So this election season is all about Donald Trump. Just ask him. Here he is campaigning in Mississippi earlier this month.
And I'm not on the ticket, but I am on the ticket because this is also a referendum about me.
Is it fair to say that just about every race across the country is a referendum on Donald Trump right now?
No question.
This is Marianne Marsh, a Boston-based Democratic consultant.
And every candidate will be measured, especially Democrats, on your opposition to Donald Trump.
Marsh says a case in point is Ayanna Pressley, who ousted Congressman Mike Capuano in the Democratic primary last month. Although they agreed on most major issues, including their opposition to Trump, Marsh says Pressley's pledge to build a movement to oppose the president helped her win.
Voters today saw that approach as a more compelling way to take on Trump. So if you're a Democrat and you're running for office this year, your opposition to Donald Trump is everything.
In the race for Massachusetts governor, opposition to Trump may not be everything. But Democrat Jay Gonzalez is trying to use it to gain some traction against the popular incumbent. He's trying to link Charlie Baker to Jeff Deal, and by extension, to Trump.
You going to vote for Jeff Deal?
In their most recent debate, that was an awkward moment for Baker, who says he supports the full Republican ticket, but seemed paralyzed by the question about Deal.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet with respect to that one.
You don't know if you're going to vote for the guy you endorsed?
I haven't made a decision.
After the debate, Baker said he misspoke and that he would vote for the ticket. So Gonzalez was able to make his point that Baker, a pro-choice, pro-gun control Republican who didn't vote for Trump, is endorsing the state's top Trump supporter.
He can't say he is for a woman's right to choose, for LGBTQ rights, and then ask the people of Massachusetts to support Jeff Deal. Where does he stand?
Baker might have stumbled on the question about Deal, but trying to link him to Trump is a tough case to make, according to Aaron O'Brien of UMass Boston. O'Brien says that's because Baker may be among the most prominent anti-Trump Republicans in the nation. So when Gonzalez brings up Trump, O'Brien says it doesn't stick.
If anything, I think Charlie Baker is actually benefiting. Charlie Baker is winning because he is the Republican that's not Trump.
But that won't stop Gonzalez from playing the Trump card against Baker. And it won't stop Trump from dominating the current political season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.